is Yasah in Hebrew, Y-A-S-A, a deliverer, to save, to deliver. So this word in Hebrew, savior, means a deliverer, someone who saves, to save and to deliver, to save from moral troubles. Why are people serving gods? They are serving gods to save them from sin and bring them to eternal life. They are seeking something greater. That's why they are serving God. A small letter G-O-D and capital letter G-O-D. God himself says in verse 11, yes, I am the Lord and there is no other savior. So he himself is saying there is no other savior. If God, capital letter G-O-D, is saying that there is no other that can save you from death and eternity in hell, no other can save you from your moral sin, nobody can cleanse you, no other God but himself, that means any other God, small letter G-O-D, that people are serving today in our cultures, they are serving a false God. They are serving a false God. That's not true God. That God they are serving, whatever they are, whichever they are, whoever they are, will not save them from their moral sin, will not take them anywhere. The only true God is God of Israel. And that's why God himself boldly is saying that I am the Lord and there's no other savior. If he is the Lord, that means any other savior is a lie. Any other cannot save. Then God continues his dialogue. Verse 12, he began to give the witnesses, Israel, the witnesses of God. First, I predicted your rescue. Then I saved you and proclaimed it to the world. No foreign God has ever done this. You are witnesses that I am the only God, says the Lord. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done. Hallelujah. No foreign God has ever done this. No foreign God has ever predicted your rescue. No foreign God has ever saved you. No foreign God has ever proclaimed it to the world. No foreign God has ever done this. All the things he has done, no foreign God has ever done it. Foreign God. That's why he named it foreign. So any other God apart from the God of Israel is a foreign God. It's not the true God. It's not the real capital letter G-O-D. Because God says Israel is his witnesses that he is the only God. We cannot separate Israel from God, and we cannot separate God from Israel, regardless of who they are, regardless of what they have done, regardless of what they are doing. God has destined them to carry his glory to the world and reveal himself through them. He chose them. He created them for his glory. And God is saying, from eternity to eternity, I am God. Why is he God from eternity to eternity? Because he has witnesses in the person of Israel that he is the only God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. God is saying, no foreign God can say that. No foreign God can rise up and declare this truth. God has declared it. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one. No one can undo what I have done. If God, capital letter G-O-D, has done something, nobody, no God, no demon, nothing can undo what he has done. This is power for someone to rise up and declare this truth boldly. The only person that can do that is God, capital letter G, That's the only person that can declare this truth. He is God. From eternity to eternity. No one can snatch anyone out of his hand. He has the ultimate say. He is the creator. He is the source. He is the power that be. He is the only one that dwells in eternity of eternities. He dwells in the future. He predicts the future. He is the one, when he says something, he is the only one can do that which he said he can do. Praise the Lord. And the Lord continues in verse 14. He said, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sakes, I will send an army against Babylon, forcing the Babylonians to flee in those ships they are so proud of. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. In other words, verse 15, God is the one that created Israel. And verse 16 says, I am the Lord, God is saying, I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters. He began to dialogue and began to reveal who he is and what he has done. His miraculous works, his supernatural walkings. He said, I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called for the mighty army of Egypt, and he began to talk of what he did to the children of Israel when he delivered them out of Egypt. He said, with all its chariots and horses, I drew them beneath the waves, and they drowned, their lives snuffed out of them like smothering candle wick. That's verse 17. God continues, and in verse 18, he continues and says, but forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. The wild animals in the fields will thank me. The jackals and owls too, for giving them water in the desert. Yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed. I have made Israel for myself, verse 21. And they will someday honor me before the whole world. A lot of people are against Israel today. A lot of people are angry with Israel today. Regardless of your sentiment and your feelings, and what you think should be right or wrong in your opinion, God's opinion supersedes every other. Regardless of what you see in our political world, regardless of the atrocity being carried out everywhere, anywhere in Israel or outside of Israel, regardless, God is saying, verse 21, I have made Israel for myself. And they will someday honor me before the whole world. It may not seem like they are honoring God today. I have heard a lot of people saying Israel are the worst sinners in the world. Possibly. Regardless, it may not seem like they are honoring the Lord today. But God's word is eternal. It will never change. His word is forever and ever. He created Israel. He created them for his glory. He made Israel for himself. No other. He didn't make Israel for you or me. He didn't make Israel for any of us. So no matter what we feel or think, it does not matter, because he didn't create Israel for us. We didn't create Israel. God created Israel for himself alone, for his glory alone. We have no say in this. And so God in verse 21 is saying, I have made Israel for myself, and they will someday honor me before the whole world. It may not seem like they are doing it right now, but God already has a purpose. Remember, he knows the future. He sees for him to say this. He knows they will honor him in the future, very soon. So whatever is happening in our culture and our world today does not negate the truth of what God has established, who dwells in eternity, knows future, predicts future, and carries it out. And no one can undo what he has done. Israel will someday honor the Lord before the whole world. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Verse 22. But dear family of Jacob, you refuse to ask for my help. You have grown tired of me, O Israel. You have not brought me sheep or goats for burnt offerings. You have not honored me with sacrifices, though I have not burdened and wearied you with requests for grain offerings and frankincense. You have not brought me fragrance calamus or pleased me with the fat from sacrifices. Instead, you have burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your faults. Isn't it true of the Israel today and of all the nations today? A lot of people are wearying God and burdening God with their sins, with our sins, and wearied him with our faults. Not just Israel. Before you start pointing fingers. But in this scripture, God is talking about Israel, saying, you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your faults. Verse 25, I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think about them again. Let us review the situation together and you can present your case to prove your innocence. The great one, the great God is telling Israel, hey, I will give you an opportunity to present your case and prove your innocence. If what I'm saying is wrong, if what I'm saying is incorrect, why don't you prove it? Come on, bring your witnesses. Come on, let's start. And God says in verse 27, from the beginning, your first ancestors sinned against me. All your leaders broke my laws. That is why I have disgraced your priest. I have decreed complete destruction for Jacob and shame for Israel. But then in Isaiah 44 continues verse 1. But now listen to me, Jacob, my servant. Israel, my chosen one. God chose Israel, right? Verse 2, the Lord who made you and helps you says, do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant. O dear Israel, my chosen one. For I will pour out water to quench your thirst and to irrigate your parched fields. And I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing to your children. They will thrive like watered grass, like willows on a riverbank. Some will proudly claim I belong to the Lord. Others will say I am a descendant of Jacob. Some will write the Lord's name on their hands and will take the name of Israel as their own. Verse 6, this is what the Lord says. Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord of Heaven's Army. So now this is another title he gave of himself. God now comes in Isaiah 44 verse 6 saying that he is Israel's king. He is Israel's redeemer. He is the Lord of heaven's armies. Then he said, I am the first and I am the last. There is no other God. He is repeating that word over and over. There is no other God. Capital letter G. There is no other God. He is saying, who is like me? Let that person who is like me step forward and prove to you his power. Because a lot of our culture are saying, how do you know that Christian's God is the true God? Well, why don't you prove with your God? God is saying, who is like me? Let that person step forward and prove to you his power. So prove. Let him do as I have done since ancient times.
Those gods, are they from ancient times? God is the God of the ancient times. Ancient of Days is his name. And he's saying, when I established a people and explained its future, do not tremble, do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim my purposes for you long ago? Now he's talking to Israel again. You need proof. You need witnesses that I am God. I'm giving you witness over and over and over. I have proved over and over through my miraculous power. I've told your forefathers. I have proved myself over and over. I've done so much things. Did I not proclaim my purposes for you long ago? Verse 8. You are my witnesses. Is there any other God? No. There is no other rock. Not one. He names himself the rock. So God is the rock. And then he says, verse 9, how foolish are those who manufacture idols? How foolish can they be? Many people manufacture their idols today. They carved idols and said those are their gods. And they pray to them. They offer offering to them. And these are gods that do not speak. God is saying, how foolish are those who manufacture idols? These prized objects are really worthless. The people who worship idols don't know this. So they are all put to shame. Then God, in verse 10, God is saying, but who but a fool will make his own God an idol that cannot help him one bit? All who worship idols will be disgraced, along with all these craftsmen, mere humans who claim they can make a god. They may all stand together, but they will stand in terror and shame. The blacksmith stands at his forge to make a sharp tool, pounding and shaping it with all his might. His work makes him hungry and weak. It makes him thirsty and faint. Then the wood carver measures a block of wood. Now God began to describe how these people make gods. Both the people who make the gods and the gods they make, they will be ashamed. He said this. People, in verse 13, then the wood carver measures a block of wood and draws a pattern on it. He walks with a chisel and plane and carves it into a human figure. He gives it human beauty and puts it in a little shrine. He cuts down cedars. He selects cypress and the oak. He plants the pine in the forest to be nourished by the rain. Then he uses part of the wood to make a fire. With it, he warms himself and bakes his bread. Then, yes, it's true, he takes the rest of it and makes himself a god to worship. He makes an idol and bows down in front of it. He burns part of the tree to roast his meat and to keep himself warm. He says, ah, that fire feels so good. Then he takes what's left and makes his god, a carved idol. He falls down in front of that idol, worshiping and praying to it. Rescue me, he says. You are my God, small letter G-O-D. Such stupidity and ignorance. Their eyes are closed and they cannot see. Their minds are shut and they cannot think. The person who made the idol never stops to reflect. Why? It's just a block of wood. I burned half of it for heat and used it to bake my bread and roast my meat. How can the rest of it be a god? Small letter G-O-D. Should I bow down to worship a piece of wood? The poor, deluded fool feeds on ashes. He trusts something that cannot help him at all. Yet he cannot bring himself to ask, is this idol that I am holding in my hand a lie? Whew, this is heavy duty, beloved. You see how God now began to reveal the heart of fallen humanity, the foolishness, the stupidity of human soul that the enemy has degraded to a point that we cannot think anymore.
that we cannot rationalize anymore. It's not about human education, because the most educated serve idol. So it's not about education. You can be educated and yet a fool. That's what God is saying. Because as educated as we are, human wise, how then can such mind that is so educated really get himself to a point of irrational behavior to serve a carved idol and claim that small carved wood, small letter G-O-D, and say that is their God? And this person, the Lord is saying, this person cannot bring himself to think about this and say, is this idol that I am holding in my hand a lie? Can this educated mind really sit down and think about it? This idol that I serve, this idol that I feed, this idol that I worship, is it a lie? Verse 21 says, God continues, pay attention, O Jacob. You are my servant, O Israel. I, the Lord, made you, and I will not forget you. I have swept away your sins like a cloud. I have scattered your offenses like the morning mist. Oh, return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free. Isn't what God is saying to us today, regardless of whether you are serving idol or not, regardless of what you're serving, God is saying, listen, beloved, listen, people, listen, humans. When you come and bow your heart before me in humility and say, I do not know, I am so sorry, I'm so ignorant, forgive me. When you come and repent in humility before the God of heaven, he said he will forgive and set free. It's okay to admit to our foolishness. It's okay to admit to our ignorance. It's okay. But would you still remain in that stupor of lie and delusion? Verse 23, sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done this wondrous thing. Shout for joy, O depths of the earth. Break into song, O mountains and forests and every tree, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob and is glorified in Israel. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer and Creator. I am the Lord who made all things. I alone. Now he began to expose the truth. He began to reveal and begin to enlarge the truth of who he is again, giving insight to this God, capital letter G, this God of heaven, this God of Israel, this God of Jacob. He began to reveal himself. Remember, he says that Israel is his witnesses to reveal his glory to humanity. Now he's not delving into this verse 24 and giving us an insight to this great and mighty Ancient of Days, marvelous God, powerful God who dwells in eternity. He began to reveal a little of himself here and there. In verse 24, he said, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer and Creator. I am the Lord who made all things. So all things is made by this capital letter G, God. I am the Lord who made all things. I alone stretched out the heavens. Who was with me when I made the earth? He began to challenge the gods, small letter G. Tell me, when I stretched out the heavens, God is saying, when I did, who was with me? When I made the earth, were you there? You that refuse to serve God, capital letter G, God of the Israel, God of heaven, the Father of Jesus, you that refuse to call upon the name of Jehovah, were you there? When this God, capital letter G, stretched out the heavens, were you there? Were you with him? When he made the earth? No. And verse 25 is saying, I expose the false prophets as liars and make fools of fortune tellers. Don't we have them in our generation today? Of course we do. God is the one that exposed the false prophets. There are false prophets everywhere. There are false small letter G gods everywhere. They are liars, fortune tellers. I cause the wise to give bad advice, thus proving them to be fools. So God is always proving these people to be fools and liars. Then in verse 26, it said, but I carry out the predictions of my prophets. By them I said to Jerusalem, people will live here again. And to the towns of Judah, you will be rebuilt. I will restore all your ruins. When I speak to the rivers and say, dry up, they will be dry. When I say to Cyprus, he is my shepherd, he will certainly do as I say. He will command, rebuild Jerusalem. He will say, restore the temple. Praise the Lord. Beloved, I will end here. You have heard the truth. God has over and over through the scriptures proves who he is. He is the only God, capital letter G. He has proved himself. He has produced witnesses of his truth. He has produced witnesses of who he is himself, revealed it over and over, and actually did not stop there. He now came and revealed himself through his son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and sent Jesus as a proof and said, I am not just going to prove myself and just not going to show myself with witnesses and all the things I do, you know, the supernatural, the powerful things I declare of old. I will not just end it there. Actually, I will come down to humanity in the person of my son, Jesus. I will bring him and I will reveal him as my image bearer. I will bring him as a final proof and as a final testimony of who I am. And ultimately, no one will say, I didn't know at the end. Because Jesus came as the image of the Father, expressed image of the Father. He came, he revealed the Father to us. Capital letter G. He revealed him to us. He revealed his purpose. He revealed his dwelling place, heaven. He revealed the end, what will happen. He revealed the judgment, people who refuse to accept his son Jesus. He revealed all this, the details. So at the end, God ultimately will always have a witness at the judgment seat. Praise the Lord. Beloved, you have heard. Go and study this. Isaiah chapter 43 and Isaiah chapter 44. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth to your heart. Open your heart. If you're there and listening to me and you are serving idols, whatever idol you're serving, whatever God you're serving, small letter G, whatever human you're serving as your God, because a lot of people serve cars as their God. They love their cars so much more than God. That's their idol. They serve their bodies as their idol. They serve their spouses and children as their idol. They serve money as their idol. And they even have American Idol, named after an idol. So they serve music. They serve all sorts of things now in our world, right? Whatever idol you are serving, whatever small letter G you are serving, God, you have a witness. God is the only true God. Repent. If you have not repented, you need to repent. You need to forsake your ways. You need to ask God for forgiveness. You need to humble your heart and go before your face and ask God to have mercy on you, because no one can undo what God has done. At the end, God is going to judge every soul. At the end, he already established this truth that there will be punishment at the end. People who did not accept him as the Lord and Savior of his Son, who came to die and rise again from the dead and gave his life for us in exchange of his righteousness and holiness, so we can see him, we can see God. Anyone who did not have this blood of Jesus over their lives will not make it, because they will be judged. And God has already established this truth in his word. He already came and revealed it. Nobody can undo that truth. If you die in sin and die without Jesus, the punishment is eternity in hell, forever separated before this capital letter G, God. And anybody who is not with the capital letter G, God, is on the other side, hell. Nobody can undo what God has done. His truth is established forever. It will never change. So he is saying, you have heard the truth. Repent. Turn around. Forsake that idol you're worshiping, and God will take you and accept you. Beloved, you have heard the truth. Say this prayer. My Father, I have heard the truth. Forgive me my sins. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I repent from every idol that I'm serving. And the ones I do not know, I ask you to reveal it so I can repent of it. Forgive me for every idol I have served. Have mercy on me. Show me yourself. Show me the truth. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my God. Capital letter G-O-D. I accept you today and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, this is the end of my podcast today. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord shine his face upon you and grant you his peace. Shalom. Until next time, stay blessed. Bye.